There is a pasuk in Navi where the Navi prophesies that the Melech HaMashiach will be coming. He will be Oni Berochev Al Chamor. Oni means a humble person, Onov, riding on a donkey. The Gemara understands donkey means going to be very slow. The process of Bias HaMashiach is going to be a long, drawn out thing. And then the Gemara has a stira. Now the pasuk says that he's going to fly like the clouds fly quickly. It says it depends if the Jewish people will deserve it. Then it'll be flying l'mayla menateva, like the clouds go very quickly. If it won't be zoicha, then it'll be oni v'roich al chamor. So there's a comment that the Zohar has, and that pasuk, the word oni is a Rosh Yatevis, erev in need and yivamis, that the Bnei Yisrael will learn well these three mesichtes, then Mashiach will come. That's why in Yiddish folklore they say that these three mesichtes oni, are the most difficult, because we've been learning all of Erev and Nidhi Vamas for centuries already. Mashiach didn't come yet. So it must be that these are the most difficult Mesichtas. That's why Mashiach hasn't come yet. Dor Chalaner quotes this in his introduction to his Sefer on Yivamas. He's going to write a Mesichta Yivamas to hasten the coming of Mashiach. So far we were learning Yivamas. Until today, it wasn't so difficult. Yivamas, the heart. Everybody knows Yivamas is difficult. It starts from Chavav and Veis. This Gemara, this is the most difficult. So I really planned to have a nice quiet Shabbos yesterday and to prepare a knockout shiur for today. But as some of you know, my daughter just got engaged on Friday afternoon. So then after they got engaged, so we invited the boy to stay for Shabbos, and that killed my whole Shabbos as far as preparation. I was celebrating, so I really didn't prepare the shiur that I wanted to say today. But we'll start, okay, we'll do the best that we can under the circumstances. I'm speaking tonight, it's the first yahrzeit of my cousin, Aaron Levine, who used to teach economics here in the yeshiva. He died last year. He was born the first day Pesach, and he died the first day Pesach. So I was preparing a little bit over Shabbos to speak. I was looking through, he was named after his grandfather, Baron Levine, who was killed by the Nazis, who was a Rav and Reish. Reish is a big city in Poland. So Baron Levine, in his tshuvas, he was the Aguda representative, like Democrats and Republicans as a party in America. So the Aguda was a political party in Poland. They had a representative in the parliament. So Baron Levine, for a few years, was the Aguda representative in the Polish parliament. And he was a very good speaker. They say, I never knew him, of course. He was killed by the Nazis in the war. But they say he was a knockout speaker in Yiddish and a very good speaker in Polish also. So it used to be, there were 2 years that the minority parties made a coalition government and they were running the government in Poland. Rabbi Tendler Kibitzes, he said, that's why the Polish government collapsed, because the Aguda was running the government. So Baron Levine was a great goyin. He wrote many Sforim Drush at Rashba, and he wrote a Sefer Shadus Tshuvas. I was looking at his Sefer to try to think of some ideas what to discuss tonight. So he has a tshuva about Hilchas Yibum v'Chalitza. He has the following Shaila, that a man died leaving no children, his wife needs Chalitza, and there are two brothers, an older brother and a younger brother. So the Mishnah says later, Mitzvah b'Godel Yabim, we already learned. Except for the pasuk that there the pshuto shal mikra is not accepted at all, and the whole pasuk is only lidrasha. So the hoya pchor doesn't refer to the fact that the firstborn baby that the couple should be named after the one who died. Means each phrase is a different drasha. Hoya pchor is mitzvah begodli yabim. It's preferable the older brother should perform yibum. Hashetele patla islandis, so on. The Gemara dashes every phrase. So the shaila is, if you have an older brother and a younger brother, so it's a mitzvah that the older brother, even if he's not the oldest the brother, the Gemara said the Feresh, even if he's not the Bechor, let's say the Bechor died. So still, whoever is the older brother of those who are surviving is a mitzvah b'Gadol Yabim. So what if the older brother is married and he already has another wife? So there's a Chemder Abed Geshem, he's not, and the younger brother is single. So when you have a chemder abin gershim, so the question is, how can the yofim say loicha fatzti lekachta? I decided not to be biyamer. What do you mean you decided? We're going to break your bones if you want to be biyamer, because it's a chemder abin gershim. What do you mean loicha fatzti lekachta? So we're always matter the chemder abin gershim. That's the standard procedure when the yofim is about to perform chalitza. So the bezin tells him, if you want to, We will permit you to do Yibum. We don't permit Yibum as manazeh. We already learned in the beginning of this month. We learned Abishon on Lama Tesla and Base. If he says, I want to do Yibum, we'll break his bones also. But that we don't tell him that. He better understand on his own that we don't permit him. That was a machlekes satanaim, and we follow Abishol. And the Pashtis is Abishol's din is only the Rabbanon. We said the Rabban holds that it's a din and a third, that we only permit the Yibum if he does the Yibum l'shem mitzvah. Otherwise, nirik pagea b'eishesach. The Yisra b'eishesach is only lifted if he's miyabim l'shem mitzvah. He's miyabim l'shem noy, l'shem ishus, l'shem mamin. He has some ulterior motive why he wants to marry her. So then Abishol says that it's not mutter. So Rabbi Chaim Moshe writes, the Pashtis is like the Mukiyesa, that Abishol's din is only with the Rabban. So again, so as you're about to perform the chalitza, so we tell the Yavam, if he's married, we'll be matir echem rabbein gershim for you if you want to do Yibam. And then he can say with a straight face, I decided not to do Yibam loy chafatzi lekacht. If he's not, if he'll say he wants to do Yibam, then we'll twist his arm, we'll break it to make sure that he doesn't, we won't let her, we won't let him do the Yibam. Okay. So the shaila is, the Beis Shmuel discusses, what if the older brother is married and the younger brother is single? So the Beis Shmuel says, don't be matir rechem ni rabbein gershim and say mitzvah begodol yam. The younger brother is single, so let the younger brother perform the chalitza, and you don't have to be matir rechem ni rabbein gershim. Now the Rachmanim disagree with the Beis Shmuel. No, mitzvah begodol yam is a din d'arais. I learned that from a pasuk, a real din. Chem rabbein gershim is only a chem from later. So it's preferable that the godel should do the yibum. We should say we matir rechem ni rabbein gershim. So the Reisha Rav, Baron Levine, has in his chuvis the following shaila. There is a big machloikas. The din is when you perform chalitza, so it has to do chalitza b'yamin. If chalitza b'smol, it says chalitza b'psula. We spoke about it on different occasions. Chalitza b'smol, chalitza b'psula. So there's a taisvis in Chulin, Davchof, where taisvis learns pshat in the Mishnah, which is clearly not the pshat. If the Yavama takes off the shoe with her left hand, it's chalitza b'psula. So taisvis, how can it be? Chalitza b'smol means with her left hand. The din is, what if she's a gidemis? What if she doesn't have any hands at all? So the din is gidemis choletzis b'shinel. She does chalitza, she wants to remarry. She doesn't have any hands, she doesn't have any arms. So the Gemara says, let her gidemis choletzis, let her untie the knot with her teeth and remove the shoe. You can't appoint a shliach. The Yavama cannot, just like the Yavam cannot appoint a shliach, so the Yavama cannot appoint a shliach either. That's the accepted opinion. She cannot appoint a shliach. So if you say gedemus chalitza is bishinel, so how can you tell me that if she does chalitza with the left hand, it's worse than if she does bishinel? So Tosfos gives a teretz, no. If she's doing with the left hand, it's worse than doing bishinel. It's very difficult. So Allah Redim said they don't understand what in the world Tosfos is talking about. Chalitza b'smol chalitza b'sula. The Mishnah later in Perek Mitzvah chalitza means if she took up the shoe from his left foot, it doesn't mean that she took up the shoe with her left hand. L'chatchila, you tell her to put her hand behind her back and to do the chalitza b'imim, because b'choshish for that taisus l'chatchila. But it's a shvera taisus. The pashtus in the Mishnah clearly goes on chalitza b'smoni. She took the chalitza shoe off of his left foot as opposed to his right foot. So there's a big machlekes in Rishayim there on that Mishnah. You learn it out from Korban Asham Metzoira. That the Asham we learned in the first parak. The Asham and so is Dov Shay Bachlal, but Yotzin Lidin B'Dova HaChodesh. What's a Dov HaChodesh? A Dov HaSoy says HaKlal. That normally in a Korban you take the Dam and you Zorak on the Mizbech, and you Shuri Adam, you pour out Yisoyin on Mizbech. Here all of a sudden you take the Dam and you put Matan Behoinus, you put Al Tunuch Ozna Hayamanis, Rabban Yodam Oz, Rabban Ragla Hayamanis, you put it. That's a Dov HaChodesh, Yotzin Lidin B'Dova HaChodesh. So just like over there, by the it says the bohen raglo hayimanis regal is the regal hayimanis. So over here, v'cholta nalam al ragloi has to be dafke the regal hayimanis. So there's a big machlekes in Rishayim. What's the din if the yavam is left-footed? What do you mean left-footed? Right-handed, left-handed. Benegayet alegin tefillin means does he write with the right hand when he throws a ball? Does he throw with the right hand? What do you mean left-footed? What does it mean? It means when he kicks a ball. Which leg is stronger? Does he kick the ball with his right foot or does he kick the ball with his left foot? Usually the way to tell whether he's right foot or left footed, so you tell the oven to stand by the wall and then you tell him, start walking towards us. So usually if he's right footed, he'll walk with the right foot first. If the left foot is stronger, so usually he'll go with the left foot first. So that's part of the shaila that the Reisha Rav discusses. The younger brother, who was single, in this case there were two, the man died and there were two brothers, So the older brother was married and the younger brother was single, but the younger brother served in the Polish army. So in the army, they always train you to march left, right, left, right. They told you, train you to march with the left foot first. So that's a shayla. Has he become an ite regel or not? Because they trained him. What's the din if a person was basically a righty, and then he trained himself to do everything with the left hand? Or faket, he was basically a lefty, and he trained himself to do everything with the right hand. Naturally, he's one, and then he trains himself to be the other. So that's a big pilpul in Hilchas Tefillin. Achleg is the Beis Yosef and others, and the shayla l'halacha had a pas. So that's part of his shayla. He was in the army, and they trained him to go left, right, whether that changes the halacha or not. But before you get to that, if he trained himself to go with the left foot first, what's taka the din? If the yovam has to perform chalitza, and he was the left side of his body is stronger, his left foot is stronger than the right foot. When he kicks, he always kicks with the left foot. His left foot is stronger than the right. So do you say you do chalitza with the right foot? Chalitza is bimin. What does it help? By tefillin it makes a difference. Yad keho or the yad akoseves. The hand that does the writing, the hand that you write with, should be the hand that does the kshira. So you put the tefillin on the arm that doesn't, that you don't write with. Or al yodcho, yud dalet chof hey, that's where it's spelled in the Chumash, one of the four times. Yodcho means yadkeh, the weaker of the two arms. But over here there's no drosha, there's no pasuk, so the right foot is the right foot, whether you're righty or lefty. So that's what some hold. And the Ramban holds, no, there's a Mishnah in Bchoiris. The Mishnah says that a kohen who's a balmum cannot be maker of karbonis. And if the kohen is a left-handed kohen, and then his avodah has to be done bimin. You have to do the avodah bimin. If you do the avodah b'smal as possible. So the Mishnah says a kohen who's a lefty cannot be maker of karbonis. So we discuss on different occasions. Rashi on the Mishnah has two pshatim. So one pshat in Rashi is that a kohen who's a lefty is a balmum. That's very peladic. A kohen is lefty is about mum. Then we mentioned the Gemara says that whatever is considered a mum for kohanim is considered a mum when you get married. Let's say a fellow dated a girl for the longest time and then he gets married. Then he finds out that she has a false, she has a glass eye, or she has a plastic leg, and he didn't realize that. So the din is that he has to give her a get. You don't say it's kiddushi tois, but he doesn't have to pay ksuba. And the Gemara has 2 days. If it's a kiddushi tois and it doesn't have to pay the ksubas, what does he have to give a get? So one opinion of the Gemara is the get is only the rabbanim. What we learned the first daf, based on the base, by islanders, so we discussed it. So the Gemara ksubas has two shitas. One shita was the get is only needed with the rabbanim. And a third is really kiddushi tois. He doesn't even have to give a get. Get is only the rabbanim. The other opinion of the Gemara ksubas is no, it's a suffix kiddushi tois. A misafik lachumri, you need a get. A misafik mamayna lakula, amayt machabelarai, doesn't have to pay. Doesn't have to pay the ksuba. So what are you going to say that if a boy, and the Brisa says, whatever is considered a mum by kahanim is considered a mum by getting married. So the boy gets engaged, he marries the girl, then he finds out, terrible disaster, the girl is a lefty. So he can give her he may not even have to give her a get, he doesn't have to pay her the ksuba. Why not? How can it be that that's kedusha tois? How can it be? So the pashtus is like the other opinion of Rashi. How can you say that a lefty is considered a balmum? Very strange. So the other pshat in Rashi is, no, there's not a lefty, is not a balmum. The halach is that you have to have yimin. The avodah has to be done b'yimin. And b'yimin means the right, this side of the body, the right side of the body has to be the stronger arm. If it's the right side of the body, but it's the weaker arm, then that's not called the yimin. Okay. So that's the shayla over here. What if you have the yovam who has to perform the chalitza is taka left-footed? Not he was trained in the army to switch. No, let's say he was born like that. The left foot is stronger than the right foot. Naturally, and he kicks balls when he kicks something, when he needs something with force, he does it with the left foot. So there are different opinions in the Rishon. So the Smag says, what's the difference whether you're right footed, left footed? The Torah says, by the Asham Mitzayra, you put it Abayin Yoda Ha'imanis, Abayin Ragla Ha'imanis. It doesn't matter whether it's a righty or a lefty. And you learn out from the Dam of the Asham Mitzayra, you learn out Ragla Ha'imanis over here, that the chalitza has to be done with the right foot. It doesn't matter whether it's right foot or left foot. And other Rishonim disagree. So some other Rishonim hold, just like the kohen who's left-handed can't do avodah, period, because he doesn't have a right. Rashi had two pshat, and one pshat was he's a balmum. The other pshat was it's not that he's a balmum, but he doesn't have a yamin yad. And avodah has to be done b'yamin. So the Ramban holds over here, he doesn't have a raglo haimonis. He can't do chalitza, period. And other Rishayim disagree. They say, no, since he's a left-footed person, so the left foot is considered the right foot, he should do the chalitza with the left foot. So we're not machmer for the Ramban to say that he can't do chalitza at all. That we don't follow that shita. But we are machmer to do the chalitza with both legs. And the whole pilpul, that's what the Reish Rav discussed in his tshuva, the whole discussion in Ebenezer, which one should you do first? Does it make a difference whether you do the Ragla Haimonis first or the Ragla Hasmolis first? Why should it make a difference? What's the difference? The two opinions, whether you do the smakos, you do chalitza with the right foot, even though he's left foot, and the other is, some other Rishonim say, no, the left foot is considered the right foot because it's the stronger of the two foot. What's the difference which one you do first? So the difference is the following, staka discussion in Ebenezer, and based on Rishonim, because the Mishnah says, cholatz bismol chalitzasa psulo. The din is, once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibn. That's learned out from the pasuk. Kocha yosilish asher lo yivne. What is asher lo yivne? She said, kocha yosilish asher lo ibono. So the Gemara says, kivin shel ibono shuv lo yivne. Once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibn. So what if the yivama did chalitza? She took off the sack from the yivam's right foot. Instead of taking off the leather shoe, she took off his socks. Cholza ban pilya. And pilo is a sack. So the Gemara says, chotz ma'pilya is ain't a klum. That's not called the chalitza. Ula, she absolutely didn't do anything. If they want, they can still do yibam. As man as ever, we don't allow yibam because we're following Abishol. But at the time in history, when they still didn't pass on like Abishol, so the Gemara says, chotz ma'pilya is nothing. But chotz ma'pilya, if she took off the leather shoe from the left foot of the yavam, that's the pshat in the Mishnah, chotz b'smol, not she took it off with her left hand, like the Taisus and Chulin Davchot. But she took off the leather shoe from the left foot of the yavam. It's called the chalitza, but it's called the chalitza psula. So Rabbi Chana Basman suggests, just like there's a din of re'ach haget, that if a man gives a get to his wife, and he says, harei megureshes b'meni v'harei iat b'teres l'shum adam. So that's ridiculous. There is no such get. The get has to be matel lashuk. So if he gives such a get, it's not valid. But still, if the husband is a kohen, now he's not allowed to live with his wife. Now he has to erish give her a kosher get. Why? Because the pasuk says v'yishu grusha meisha lo yikachu. Afilu lo nizgarsha ela meisha. A kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, even if she was only divorced from her husband. And when the husband gave her the get, he said harei at mengureshes mimeni v'harei iat menteres l'shum adam. So it's not a valid get. But the Mishnah says in the end of Gittin, this is called Reach HaGet. It smells like a get. So the Poshib shot in the Mishnah that it's a din deraisa. The Rambam writes that it's only a din with the Rabbanim. The whole din of Reach HaGet, that a kohen is not allowed to live with a woman has a Reach HaGet, is only with the Rabbanim. The Magen Mishnah is Masig on the Rambam. He says from the simple reading of the Gemara, it would appear that it's a din deraisa. And the Shagasari has a tshuva. He thinks that Magen Mishnah is right, and the Rambam is very difficult, that he says Reach HaGet is only with the Rabbanim. So Rabbi Chana Basman writes, if one should assume like the Magen Mishnah, like the Pashtas, that Reach HaGet is really a din deraisa, could well be that we learn out from Reach HaGet to Chalitza Psula, that's also a din deraisa. So if the Yavam and the Yavama, if they did Chalitza by removing the shoe from the left foot, Chalitza Bismol, the Mishnah says Chalitza Psula, means that it's not valid, but now they're not allowed to do Yibam. It could be that that's a din deraisa. If she took off his socks, that's ainu klum, that's ainu chalitza. They can still do yibum. They're still permitted to do yibum. But if chalitza bismol, she took off the leather shoe from the left foot, chalitza psula, that constitutes chalitza psula. So this Gemara, we're starting Yavamas today. Till today was smooth sailing. Everything was very easy. This is the first really Yavamas Dikei Gemara. This is really deep into Yibams, you have to understand what's going on here. So that's what the Gemara has. If you do a chalitza psula, tzricha lachzor al kol ha'achim. If there's more than one brother, you need all the brothers to do the chalitza. It's a big machlekes in the Rishonim, whether we paskin like this. It's a machlekes Rab Shmuel. Rab says like that. Chalitza psula, tzricha lachzor al kol ha'achim. And Shmuel disagrees three lines from the bottom of Chavav and Vesey. Shmuel Amar, echad chalitz l'kum. There is no such thing. So the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra, when they quote this, here in Adaf, they don't give you any Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. And then it says, this Gemara appears Nun Aleph and Beis also, there's no Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. If you zeichet to look on Nun Gimel Amar Aleph, they finally tell you where it is in Eben Ezra. You look in the Eben Ezra over there, on Nun Gimel Amar Aleph, they quote, towards the, slightly after he had the daf, but the ay mishpat, the letter dalit, so he says, chalitz upsul tzir chalachs v'akol ha'achim, so they tell you, it's in the Rambam, it's not in the Rambam, the Rambam does not paskin like Rav, Rambam paskin like Shmuel, and it's in Shulchan Aruch, that is true, simen kufayin, sifayis, and the Mechaber writes, yeshomim v'yeshomim, and he quotes it from the Rosh and Ardaf, and chaval and beis, it's agansa machlek, is usually, when you have a machlek, it's Rav and Shmuel, so the Gemara says, b'chor v'silchus ha'kirabi yisuri, u'kishmol b'dine. Usually, there are always exceptions to the rule, but generally speaking, that's the rule. Whenever it's a machlekes in Issa Beheta, we're going to pass on like Rav. Whenever it's a machlekes in Didi Mammon, it's usually, most of the time, we're going to pass on like Shmuel. It's usually the klal. There is a Gemara in Bab Metzia around Af Pehei, where the Gemara says that Rav and Shmuel both learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi, and then they both decided they're going to Bavel to establish yeshivas. They went to two different communities. Each one established a big yeshiva and did habotza satar. There was a lot of amaratzis then. The Gemara has a loshen and chul and a perakol abasa. Rav biko matza, the god of bagedem. When Rav came to Bavel, it was like the Wild West. The people didn't know hilchas basa b'chalav and hilchas shabbos and muktzah. They didn't know anything. They kol haterakula, they were violating. And he established a yeshiva and he was teaching a lot of Torah. Rav and Shmuel both accomplished a lot. So the Gemara says that Rav, his real name was Abba, so Rav succeeded in getting smicha from Rabbi Yudah Nasi, and then Shmuel also wanted smicha. So there was a rabbinical conference, then there was a Mizrahi conference, then there was an Aguda conference, then the boat was leaving, so he had to go, and he never got smicha. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi felt very bad. They were both star students, and he only gave smicha to Rav, and never gave smicha to Shmuel, so he felt very heartbroken. So somebody told him, don't feel bad about it. There is a Sifra Shal Adam Arishayin. It says in Parashas Bereshit, Zeh Sefer told us Adam. So what does it mean that the Bible is a book of the history of mankind? The Shvach history book, if that's what it means, Zeh Sefer told us Adam. It doesn't give the history of mankind. So Gemara says, no, this is an allusion to the Sifra Shal Adam Arishayin, a Sefer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote that he showed to Adam Arishayin. He showed Adam Arishayin, Dor Dor B'Dorsho, Dor Dor B'Chachamav, Dor Dor B'Sefer. He showed him the way history will unfold in the future, and every generation there'll be Tamir Chachamim. And this Sefer Shalada Marishan, it says, Rav is going to, they're going to be two contemporaries, and says many other things also. And it says, one of them is going to get Smicha, and Shmuel Chacham Yiskiri, Rebbe Lo Yiskiri. Shmuel is not going to get Smicha. So they told Rabbi Yudah Nasi, don't feel bad. This was ordained, preordained, Kodem Brios Olam, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, he already wrote this. This is going to be part of the development of the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's going to be that Rav is going to get smicha, Shmuel is not going to get smicha. The Marsha Rishi Agada, and that Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Pehei, Daf Pei Vav, has a comment. He says, maybe that's the reason why the Gemara assumes that Hilchos HaKirah B'Yisurei, why do we pass in the Nisa V'Heta? Usually, most of the time, we pass like Rav, because Rav was a rabbi. Rav got smicha. That's why we call him Rav. That's, his real name was Abba. So maybe that's why we pass like him and Issa the Heta, because he had smicha and Shmuel didn't have smicha. No, whatever it is. So here on Adaf, the Rosh quotes the Machlekes HaRishayim, and the Mechaber quotes the Machlekes, and that's him in Kufay and Sifay. He quotes this Machlekes HaRishayim, that there were those who pass like Rav, Tzircha, Chalitza, Psul, Tzircha, Lachso, Al Kol Ha'achim, and the Rambam and others paskan like Shmuel, that you don't need ein tzvicha lachzor al kol ha'achim. So this is a whole hullabaloo, this is a whole discussion that they have. If the Yavam is left-legged, so there's a machlek, so some Rishonim hold he can't do chalitza, period. Just like a kohen who's left-handed can't do avoda, period, it's a Mishnah. And we assume it's not because he's a balmum. If he's a balmum, so there's no psula balmum in doing chalitza. But if you say the other pshat in Rashi, he can't do avoda because he doesn't have a right hand. Right hand means it's on this side of the body, and it's the stronger of the two. So if you have to use the right leg for performing chalitza, so some of the Shanim Halda has to be right this side of the body, and has to be the stronger of the two legs. And if the stronger leg is the left leg, he doesn't have a regal yamani. Just like the left-handed kohen doesn't have a yad yamani, so the left-handed yavam doesn't have a regal yamani. So those who hold he can't do chalitza at all, we don't follow that opinion. The Ramban, we don't follow that opinion. We either follow the opinion has to do chalitza b'yamin or b'smol. So the question is, but if you're going to do chalitza with the wrong leg, then the Mishnah says chalitza b'smol chalitza b'sula. So if you do chalitza b'smol, it's a chalitza psula, has a technical connotation to it, that even though the chalitza is not matel ashuk, but it asks her to do yibum. And some would hold that that's Minat Torah. Rabbi Chana suggests, just like Reach HaGet is a Din Deraisa, that after giving a Reach HaGet, the woman is not allowed to, if the husband is a Kohen, is not allowed to live with his wife. So there's room to argue the point and say, learn a Mamatzino, just like Reach HaGet is a Din Deraisa. So Chalitza Psula, if you do Chalitza Bismol in the wrong leg, is Chalitza Bismol, Chalitza Psula, that it'll become a din deraisa that you're not allowed to perform yibum. So then it may be that the second chalitza that you'll do on the correct leg, the first chalitza was done on the incorrect leg, whichever one we call the small, machleg zavishani, which one is the imani, which is the regular imanis, and which is the regular smallest, if he's a left-footed yavam. So whichever one you do first, there'll be half of the rishayim, one-third of the rishayim, not half. One-third of the rishayim say, can't do chalitza, period. One third of Hashem say do chalitza with the right leg. One third of Hashem say do chalitza with the left leg. So whichever leg you did the chalitza with the first time, one third of the Rishonim will say that that's a chalitza psula, and now you have to repeat the chalitza with the other leg. But then if there are two surviving brothers, then we'll say, according to some Rishonim, chalitza psula tzir chalatz v'al kolo achim. So that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, which is the rave opinion of the Rishonim. You should do the chalitza with the right leg or do the chalitza with the left leg. Because we're not going to make everybody crazy to tell a woman, should you have her do the chalitza with both legs, b'vasachas? That's what the Reisha Rav discusses in his tshuva. That's almost impossible. How can she do it? Our minig is, our practice is, a minig, that we tell her to put her left hand behind her back and she's untied with the right hand. How can she untie both? She only has one right hand. She doesn't have two right hands. She can't untie both shoes, vasachas. Obviously, unless you tell her to untie with the right hand and left hand. So when machma for the taisus in chulin, chalitza b'smol means if she takes it off with the left hand. See, if you're going to machma for all the shittas, life will be impossible. Whichever leg you use for the chalitza, so according to one third of according to one opinion in Rishonim, that'll be a chalitza psula. So when you do the second chalitza, it'll be tzvicha lachso akol achim, according to some Rishonim. So that's the whole ASIC. Avadi say Yafshe L'Tzamtzim, yeah. But see, anyway, you can't do Bevasach. It's physically impossible to do Bevasach. So the Reish Rav has a tshuva about this. So he starts off. He's meramis to all of these different issues. So there's a long pischei tshuva about that. If the Yavim is left-legged and you want to do Yechoshish for the both sheet and you do Chalitza, the right leg and the left leg, which one should you do first? Which one is the Roiv? Hashitas, that you say the first chalitza was good, and the second chalitza is only lechumre, so you won't consider it a chalitza tzir chalach so al kol achim. You won't be machmer for that shita as well. So that's a whole discussion. So here the Reish Rav has, in his situation, the older brother is married, and the younger brother is single. So the Beis Shmuel is of the opinion the younger brother should do the chalitza, and others disagree with the Beis Shmuel. So many assume like the Beis Shmuel, but here he says, the younger brother is a left-legged person. He was trained in the army to march with his left leg first. So he discussed, maybe in this case, would it be preferable over here to have the older brother do the chalitza without any shailas? Just the shaila of the chem der Rabbeinu Geshem. So we tell him, we're mata the chem der Rabbeinu Geshem. He can say with a straight face, or should we say no? The Beis Shmuel would recommend in such a case, he should have the younger brother do. So that's the theme of this tshuva. So you have to weigh and measure. Everywhere you go, there's a sheet that holds that it's no good. The question is, you can't satisfy all the opinions. You have to be mako somehow. So you have to decide which is the ikka sheet and which is just chumar b'yalma.
You mean if chalitza psula is in the raisa, it's tzir chalach
v'al kol achim? No, that for sure is only the rabbanon.
So then it would be a sotik rabbanon, so
to speak. Right.
Could the woman make a tenai that she wants not to have das, that she's doing any chalitza on the wrong one, that's the wrong one?
Yeah. The Gemara says he can't make a tenai on chalitza. The Gemara says, you don't need das. That's what we assume, you don't need das. You neither need das hayavam nor das hayavama. You don't need that. The Gemara says, achi is kaben hu, achi is kaben hi. They have to know what they're doing. Let's say the girl is a shoe salesman in a shoe store, and the yavam comes, and she tries on the shoe, and she takes off the shoe. So the Gemara says, that's it, bingo. The Yotzei already did the chalitza. The Gemara says, no. You have to have achi iskavnu shneim. They both have to have kavana.
But the Achranim point out kavon and das are two different things. The Gemara needs a pasuk to say that a ketana, that a katan cannot do chalitza. What do you need a pasuk for? If you need das, a katan is allowed by das. And then by ketana, there's a machlekes hatarai where the makshin initially ish, where the ketana is no good. And we pass and a ketana is no good, so there are two girsas. Tosa has two girsas in the Mishnah. Maybe it's only midrabbanan, and maybe b'shas hatchagod, we would be mekel. It's a whole shayva. So Rab Chaim has in his sefer, Rab Yosef Engel has, and Rab Shimon Shkop has. They all point out. You see, from the fact that you need ipsukim to say that a cotton can't do chalitza, it says kocha yosel ish, ish pat le cotton. A cotton can't do chalitza. Makshin in ish le ish. There's a hekesh. Or the Tanoim deny that there's a hekesh. So the fact that you need psukim to pass a cotton and a ketana is a clear indication that you don't really need the das by chalitza. So part of what we just said over now is that when you perform chalitza, the yavam has to say with a straight face, I decided lochafatzdi lekachtas. If he's married, what do you mean lochafatzdi lekachtas? Zechem Rabbeinu Gershom. So we're matter the Zechem Rabbeinu Gershom, and we say, we give you permission, if you want to, you can do chalitza, and then we don't let him. If you want to, you can do yibum. You should be able to say lochafatzdi lekachtas. Then we don't let him do yibum either because of Abba Shol, because we're afraid he's not mitkaven lishma. So here the Gemara has such a discussion on Chazayim and Aleph. On the top line of Chazayim and Aleph, the Gemara quotes Shmuel. Then the Gemara quotes it more bishle musa. The Gemara first quotes it. It's they don't quote the whole thing. So skip 8 lines from the top, 8 or 9 lines from the top. It says gufa amashmul. The line begins with the word gufa amashmul. Shmuel said the following thing. There are three brothers. Two brothers are married to two sisters. The both brothers married to the two sisters die. So it says cholatz. So you're not allowed to do yibum on either of the two sisters, because each sister is achos ziku kosai. So there was a machlokes we just learned on the first daf chavav. The Gemara was quoting from Yud Zayin and based. There was a machlokes tanoim and the end of nedarim, how far is nedarim, and a machlokes amarayim had a paskin, and we paskin shulchan aruch yesh zika. Machlokes about the yesh zika, ain't zika. We paskin yesh zika means that zika is a type of ishus. So the question is whether Shmuel's din is gufam or Shmuel, whether Shmuel's din is based on yesh zika or not. That's a machlekes Rashi Neri. That's on chavav and a base. So the simple reading in the Gemara on chavav zayin and aleph is that Shmuel's din is not based on yesh zika. Then there are Neri and the Tosfos dima mascha midiko amrit on chavav and a base. Dima mascha midiko amrit. Tosfos says, yeah, that's only a havamina. Once you get to the maskana, everything here on chavav zayin and aleph is nitche. The whole din of Shmuel is only if you hold yesh zika. So let's see what was the din. How did the Gemara start off? Rashi holds that the Gemara started off and it remains like that. So what does it say? Gufa ama Shmuel vasate gezok. So my two brothers died. And each of the two brothers had more than one wife. So you're not allowed to do chalitza. You're not allowed to do yibum to either. The two brothers were married to two sisters. And each brother had an additional wife. So they're achoyas and then they're atzoras. Of the Achoyas. So he says, you're not allowed to do Yibum to either of the two sisters. So the Chor, why are you not allowed to do Yibum to either of the two sisters? Because you say, the Gemara had the two Pshatim, Achavav and Nalt. Either because Yesh Zika, so it's like Achoyas Ishtoi Bezika, Achoyas Kukosa is considered like Achoyas Ishtoi Midirabba. We had the Gemara Chav Zainam and Beis, the Poshim Pshat in the Gemara, not like the Tosa quoted Rabbein Achanan, that the whole din of Zika, that achoyis and kukosa is an issa, the whole thing is only with the rabban. It's not really minator. The Mishnah at the end of Nedarim is talking on the level of the raisa. Maybe the oven can be made for the Nedarim. Your mater, the mekel, the kula. So obviously it's a din the raisa. So we don't accept that. But we paskin, yezikam in the rabban on lechumer. It's never going to be lekula. Yezikam is going to be only lechumer. Because it's only with the rabban. So nachamal. So if you will hold yezikas, I know you're not allowed to do yibum to either of the two sisters. Because each one is achoyis ishtoi. Achoyis ishtoi are they zika. Achoyis kukosa is awesome. If you hold ein zika, so you're not allowed to do yibum on either because of mevatel mitzvus yibum. So let's see the Gemara. Gufa ama Shmuel, what's the original memory that he said? Cholatz lachoyis, if he does chalitza to one sister, or he's not allowed to do yibum to either of the two sisters. So he has to do chalitza. So if I'll do chalitza to one of the two sisters, loy niftaru hatzoras. So usually when you do chalitza to one of the several wives of the niftar, So both of them are permitted lehinasi lashuk, lachutz. Lasiyish and semeis hachutz lizar. Yibam is not allowed to marry, but once you do chalitza, she is allowed to marry. So you don't have to do chalitza to each and every one of the wives. Once you do chalitza to one, you have the gemara in the first parak, daf yud aleph. Once you do chalitza to one, so they're all potter. So Shmuel says, not so fast. If cholatz lachoyis, if he did the chalitza to one of the two sisters, lo niftiru hatzoris. But if he does chalitza to the tzoris, is niftiru hachoyis. Then the sisters are permitted to remarry. Cholatz lebalas aget, what's it din? Minatoira, you cannot give, minatoira, you can only give a get to a woman whom you're married with. If you only have zika, the get is meaningless. But midirabban, the instituted Mishnah is like that. Perek Rav Gamliel has all the details. If you give a get to the Yavama or to one of the Yavamas, I apply the din midirabbanan. I apply the din kivin shalabana shuv layivne. Minatoira the din of kivin shalabana shuv layivne. If you all there's a din minatoira, we had the Rambam we discussed in the first prayer. The Rambam cheated the whole din that once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to marry the Yavama. The whole din is only midirabbanan. The Rambam said, the Gemara said beferish it's a din deraisa. If he marries Chalutzasai, so the Rambam wrote in the Pirush HaMishnah, that's only if he would have held Halacha Kirab Akiva, the Chayv Lamanak Kachavi Krisis. So then you can say the Issa started off as Eishesach, as an Issa Koreis, and now it ends up, after performing Chalitza, it ends up only as an Issa Lav. Kivin Shalabana Shuv Leivne. So if you hold Rabbi Akiva, it's shot to say like that. Starts off as an Issachar, ends off with this Galav, because Rabbi Akiva holds a Chayvi Lam, and is also Kechavi Krisis Domi. There's no Kares, and Chayvi Lam is no Kares, but it's also called Arais. But the way we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion, we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Chayvi Lam is not Oysam Amzeris, and Kiddush are not Topsim Chayvi Lam. Chayvi Lam is not Kechavi Krisis. So the Rambam says that's inconceivable. You can't say like that. It started off as an Issachar, of Eshesach, and because the brother died, and then you did Chalitza, so now it ends up as an Issa Lav. What do you mean? How did an Issa Koris, how did it develop to weaken to become an Issa Lav? They're two different categories. Rambam held it totally different. Issa Chayvi Lavin is only an Issa Deraisif Kiddush Baal. Chayvi Krisis is an Issa Baal, so it's a whole Issa is different. Kiddush Baal by Chayvi Lavin means that it's an Issa Ishus, not an Issa Bia. By Chayvi Krisis, it can't be an Isser Ishus. The Ein Kiddushin Topsin at all. So B'chavi Krisis and Isser Bia. B'chavi Lavin is totally incommensurate, totally different. You can't say it started off as an Isser Koris and it ends off in Isser Lav. So the Rambam held that the whole din of Chalutz is only with the Rabbanan. And most of the Rishonim, the Rashba said, I never heard of it, I don't know what in the world he's talking about. He quotes the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, and the Rambam is a Mishnah Torah also. The Kes Mishnah just points out the Rambam. He doesn't even refer you to the Pirush HaMishnayos. And the Rashba and Daf Mem refers you to the Pirush HaMishnah and says, I don't know what he's talking about, but that's what the Rambam said. So Nochamo. So Minatar is no such thing as giving a get to the Yivam. You can only give a get to your wife. Midirabbanan, that's the whole Perek Rabban Gamaliel. They made a takona, the Rabbanan, that if you give a get, what? If you give a get, she doesn't need chalitza? No, if you give a get, you still need chalitza. If you give a get, you're not allowed to do Yivam, just like if he did chalitza first. Which according to the Rambam, that itself is only midirabbanan. He says only according to Rabbi Akiva, that's an issa derais. According to the Chachamim, that's only a din derabbanan. But nonetheless, there's a din derabbanan. So they made a derabbanan on top of a derabbanan. Not only if he did chalitza yinala, kivin shalabanu shuv layivne, from the future. Kocha yosef shishel layivne. What is it in the future? How do you know what he's going to do in the future? You should say kocha yosef shishel labanah is beisachim. He didn't want to do yivam. How do you know he's not going to do in the future? Because kivin shalabanah shuv layivne. That's the Gemara's drasha. So there is a din, according to the Rambam, din merabbanan. Kivin shalabanah shuv layivne. Once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to perform yibum. So once you gave a get, we consider it as if midirabbanan, as if he did chalitza. Kivin shalabanah shuv layivne. So the Rambam. So how do you read the Gemara? Cholatz nachamo. Cholatz lebalas haget lo nifter otzora. If you gave a get to one of the yivamas. Let's say the brother died and he left more than one wife. So I gave a get to one of them. So if I'll do chalitza to that one, once you do chalitza, let's say how you vomit. Once you do chalitza, there's no zik at all. Once you give a get, so midirabbanan I treat it as if there's no chalitza. But you can't say mamish there's no chalitza. That's ridiculous. On the level of the right, there is chalitza. So midirabbanan we make believe as if the zika is weaker. So you say if he gave a get to one of the Yavamas, and then so a get makes it impossible to perform Yibum later, so he has to do Chalitza. So who is he going to do the Chalitza to? So if he's going to do the Chalitza to the Balas HaGet, she has Midirabana, we treat it as if she has a weaker Zika. If you would have done Chalitza outright the first time, you would have done Chalitza, they would have canceled the whole Zika. So if he gave a get, it cancels Midirabana, we treat it as if he cancels part of the Zika. So the Balas HaGet has a weaker Zika. The other wife who never got a get is still a din. You're not allowed to do Yibam on her either. Once you give a get to one of the Yavamas, to one of the Tzaras, you're not allowed to do Yibam on anybody. But the one to whom I gave the get, I consider it as if the zik on her is weaker mid the rabbanon. So if cholatz lebalas aget, if I'll do chalitza to the balas aget, whose zik is weaker, we make believe as if her zik is weaker mid the rabbanon, is lo nifter a tzara. The tzara never got a get, so her zik is stronger. Cholatz tzara nifter a balas aget, if I'll do the chalitza to the other wife, her zik is stronger, so nifter a balas aget. Or let's say you'll do maimer. If you do Yibum, a normal case, the brother dies and the surviving brother does Yibum. So the Yibum is Habol Yivim, the Beim Shegik, Beim Meza, Beim Yonis, Beim Rotz, and it's Kaina. Once he's Kaina, I de Yibum, so there's no more Zika. There's no more Zika. And if after performing Yibum, he's Kaina the Yivama, if he wants to get rid of her, he has to give her a get. He's not going to need Chalitza later on. You only need Chalitza to cancel Zika. Here there's no Zika. Once he does Yibum, there's no Zika. So min ha-Torah, there's no such thing as Maimer. That's Beisham Ashita and Daf Chav Tes, that Maimer is Koine min ha-Torah, and we don't accept Beisham's opinion. We follow Beisila, the Maimer is only Koine mid Rabbanon. But mid Rabbanon, if you do Maimer, so they were Mesakein Maimer mid Rabbanon along the lines of Yibum. If the Yavam would have performed Yibum, it would have been Koine up. He would have been Koine the Yavama, and I would have declared there's no Zika left at all, there's no Mashu left of Zika. It's an issue, and if he wants to get rid of it now, all he needs is a get. So you can't say midirabbanon they made a takana that is maimer. What motivated the chachamim to make a takana that there's such a thing as maimer? They originally wanted, the Mishnah has in the opening Mishnah and Kiddushin, the three ways, the Hoisha Niknes, B'sholosh Drachim, it can make one of three ways of Kiddushin. Either case of Shtar Bia. So, Minatara, any one of the three is acceptable. And Midirabbanon, they prohibited Kiddushi Bia. Why? Because the Gemara says, Pritzusi. So, the Gemara says, so you only left with Kesem and Shtar. And then the Rambam says, the Minig is, we don't do Kiddushi Shtar, we only do Kiddushi Kesem. Fine. So, when they prohibited Kiddushi Bia, so the Gemara says in Yavamas, so how do you ever have Yibum? You can't do Kiddushi Kesef and Shtar by Yibum. You can only do Bia. Only Bia is kind of Minatara. So midirabbanon, they said it's not permissible to perform yibum midirabbanon without first doing maimer. You have to do maimer. So they introduced maimer that it shouldn't be a pritzusa, just like a mekadesh bebia. They give him akas mardis, he's not allowed to do that because it's pritzusa. So one is going to perform yibum without first performing maimer is also an act of pritzusa. You're not allowed to do this, so you have to make maimer. So once they made the takana of maimer, they required the yavam who wants to do yibum has to first do maimer. So they had to make a takana, the maimer should be meaningful. They made a takana, even the menater according to Beis Hillel, disagreeing with Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai hold maimer is kind of menater. Beis Hillel hold maimer is not kind at all. So menater it's not kind of, but midirabbanon they wanted to introduce maimer that it shouldn't be mekadesh bebia, it shouldn't be a pritzusa. So they introduced as such a thing as maimer. So once you do maimer, we treat it as if midirabbanon you were kind of her. To the extent that you kind of her, so there's no more issues. So if you would have done Yibum, you would have been kind on the level of the eyes, so there'll be no Zika. To the extent that there's issues, there's no Zika at all. But here, since the whole Maimer is only kind of Midirabbanon, so you can only, maximum you can say is that part of the Zika disappeared. To the extent that there's issues Midirabbanon by Maimer, so there's no longer any Zika. So if he'll do Chalitza, Cholatz Lebalos HaMaimer, he does Maimer. What's the din? If the Yavam does Maimer and then he changes his mind, he and she, they both decide they don't want to go through with it, they don't want to do the Yibum. So what do you need? So on the level of the Raisa, the Maimer is meaningless. See? On the level of the Raisa, you need Chalitza. But on the level of the Rabbanon, the Maimer was a Takona, that it does take effect. So you need a Get L'mamor, right? And you need the Chalitza, L'zikosai. So mid the Rabbanon, they made a Takona, the Maimer is meaningful, the Maimer is Koina, L'chatzoyin, so to speak. We treat it as if the Maimer is kind of, to the extent that the Maimer is kind of issues, so the Zika disappears a little bit. So if you'll do Chalitza to the Balas HaMaimer, she doesn't have 100% Zika midirabbanan. In Atar, it's 100% zika, the maimer is zero. But midirabbanan, the maimer was a takana, that it works to the extent that the maimer is kind of ishus midirabbanan. So there's a little bit of the zika is missing. So the balas ha-maimer has an incomplete zika, because you become a partial ishus. That tzara doesn't have any zika. The tzara has 100% zika, because she never had any ishus at all. So that's what Shmuel says, chalotz lebalas ha-maimer le-niftar tzara. If you do chalitza to the tzara has more zika than the balas ha-maimer, niftar balas ha-maimer. So this sounds, the explanation that I just gave, makes sense, makes very nice sense, if Shmuel holds yesh zika, that zika is a form of ishus, and just like on the level of the rice, you have incomplete ishus, like we said, there's eris in the nisuin, so eris in the certain dinim, liyosha letamil elohofen, there are a lot of differences between the narusa and the nisua. And then you have kidushe osham, ashivcha charufa, hofti lo nebdasa, p'duya vein p'duya, there's a partial ishus, lo yum suki locha pasha, there's no, usually an ishus ishus insa, they're both chayiv misa, and here, neither is chay misa. The shivcha charufa is loika, bikoristi, bikroite, you read the psukim when you give her malchus, and the boiled shivcha charufa has to bring an osham, asham shivcha charufa, bim shagig, bim amazin. So it's an incomplete ishus. Then you have, according to Rashi, a katan, a bal yivimta, is kainim in a Torah, but there's no oinish misa. On the level of the rice, it's an incomplete ishus. So on the level of the rice, you have a few cases where you have ishus lachatzoi. Usually we have a klal, ein ishus lachatzoi, and Taisus has that klal in the Gemara, ein ishus lachatzoi. A man marries a girl and he says, Hariyam hukudashusli ala tanai. Let's say he's gone into the Israeli army. He gets married and then he's gone to the army. He knows he may get killed. Unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, there are many, many more chalitzas than we ever had in the history of the world. Because the young men just get married and they get killed in the army. So the wives need chalitza. So let's say he'll marry a girl who says, Hariyam hukudashusli ala tanai, that if I die, believe on him, he shouldn't eat chalitz. So that's the original case the Yerushalmi gives. Shulchan Aruch quotes that, that's the original Masa Masha Kosa Batara, Tanai Batla Maisekayim. You can't have an Ishus Lachatzayin. If you have Ishus, has to lend itself, has to be able to lead up to chalitz. You say, Hariyam Kudeshusli ala Tanai, that if I die, believe on him, you won't need chalitz. There is no such thing. So Tanai Batla Maisekayim. So usually, Satosis explains why, because you can't make Ishus Lachatzayin. That's the official klal. There's no such thing as ishus lachatzayin. But we have a lot of cases where there's ishus lachatzayin on the level of the raisa. It's that erisin belini suin, and the katan habal yavimto, according to Rashi Shita, and kedushi osham, by the shivcha harufa, you have like that. Then you have ktana, kedushi ktana, when the mother and the imo v'yachea marry her off, so you can break up the ishus like they miun. Even on the level of the Rabbanan, that's the only case where you can have Mion. There are other Kiddushim, the Rabbanan, they can't break them up by Day Mion. This is Kiddushim Mion, Ishus Lachatzayin. So the simple Pshat and Argemar is that Shmuel holds Yesh Zika. And Zika means that it's like, okay, Yesh Zika we assume is only with the Rabbanan, that's the Gemara Chav Zayin on the base. We assume that Zika is like a form of Ishus, so there is Ishus Lachatzayin. So the Balas HaMaimer has an incomplete Ishus, and the Balas HaGet has less issues than the Tzora. And Cholatz L'Achoyos, the Achoyos are Achoyos Zika Kosos like Achoyos Ishtim and the Rabbanan, so they have less Zika than the Tzoras. They have less Zika than the Tzoras. So if you do Chalitza to the woman who has less Zika, a weaker Zika, this is not going to pater the Tzora who has more Zika. That's the Pasha Pshat and Shmuel's Din. The Shmuel's Din is based on the assumption it was a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel early on. You had Zainim and Beis, where the Yesh Zika ain't Zika. So Rab holds ain't Zika, Shmuel holds Yesh Zika. So the Shad is this din that Shmuel said, Guf Am Shmuel, Cholas Lachos, Lenif the Ritzoris, etc. Is this only if you hold Yesh Zika, even if you hold ain't Zika? So the Gemara is first going to explain, even if it's you hold ain't Zika. Taisus says, Diba Mascha Shmuel Hischa Vala Hischa Kamar, and the Taisus on Chavav and Beis Medika Amrit. Tosis just refers to what they wrote over here. Tosis the Re, Bala Tosis claims, when you get to the Maskanas and Gemara, it's backed out. The whole din of Shmuel that we just worked out is only if you hold Yesh Zika. So Yesh Zika means it's a form of Ishus, and there's such a thing as an Ishus Lachatzayin. You have rare cases, a whole bunch of cases where you have Ishus Lachatzayin. So if you have two wives, the brother who died had two wives, had a tzoris, two wives, and one of them has a stronger Zika than the other, because one is a balas haget and one is a balas amaima and one is achoyas. So the chalitza done to the one with the weaker zika is not going to pater the one with the stronger zika. The chalitza done to the one wife with the stronger zika will pater the wife with the weaker zika. So that's all nicha if you hold like the three balatais with the Shmuel's din is only l'shita so that the truth is that Shmuel holds on Yud Zayin base. Yesh zika. Rashi learns that the Gemara never backed that. We'll soon read the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, at face value, Rashi reads, the Gemara says Shmuel's din even works if you hold Ein Zika. So what is it based on? What do you mean he holds Ein Zika? And still he says, if you do Chalitza to the one who has the weaker Zika, the stronger Zika, there is no weaker Zika, stronger Zika. Zika just means my brother died, and I have to do, the woman is a kukul l'chalitza. I have to do chalitza. It's not that the weaker ish is strong, there's no ishus at all. It's not. There's no relationship of ishus. You have to do chalitza. So how can the din of Shmuel, how can Rashi read, the Rebalatos says it was only a havamina. So you have to understand what the havamina. Rashi holds not only havamina, Rashi holds it's l'maskana also. So according to Rashi, what is this din? If you do the chalitza to the one, whether part is the other one or not. So Rashi apparently holds, the Ri holds that the Maskon is Nitche. But Rashi apparently holds, it's like we said from the Beishmuel, and from the Chuvis, from the Abnei Chavitz, from the Reshirov, whenever you do the Chalitza, so the Yovim has to say with a straight face, Loi chafatzti lakachta, I decided I don't want to marry her. What do you mean you decided? If she's a Balas Aget, what do you mean Loi chafatzti lakachta? Once you gave a get, let's say he would have done chalitza first, then he wants to do yibum. So the halacha says, kivin shel habana shuv leyivna. Either it's a din deraisa, according to the Rashba, or it's a din derabana, according to the Rambam. So you can't say, locha fatzi lekachta. So the same over here. Let's say, this is unfortunately in America, this is a common shayla. Let's say, a man dies, he leaves no children, and the wife remarries. She thought the husband died, so she never heard of this din of chalitza leyibum. She never heard of the, what it says in the Chumash. She goes and she remarries. So then, years later, somebody finds out, she discovers that there's a din, she needs chalitza. So can the surviving brother do the chalitza while she's married? What does he say? Lo chafatzti lekachta? How can he say lo chafatzti lekachta? So we would insist, that's what it says in the Pischei Tshuva, in Hilchas Chalitza. We would insist the husband should give her a get. She's happily married with her husband. The husband should give her a get. Then the Yovim should say, lo chafatzti lekachta. And then he'll do the chalitza, and then the husband should remarry her. If the husband is a kohen, so you can't say, let him give her a get, and we'll do the chalitza. So then he'll say, lo chafatzti lekachta, while she's an eshes ish. That's problematic. What do you do if the husband, the man who married her, is a kohen? She was an almana. The first husband died, she was an almana. And the husband and the yavama, they never heard that there's a din of a yavama lashuk. They never heard about that. So the normal practice would be, we would insist the husband should give a get to enable the Yovam to do the chalitza, to be able to say, lo chafatzti lekachta.
If they hadn't married, she also
anyway says
she should be
chalitza.
If the will should not be
allowed
to marry the
kohen,
it means she should be
chalitza. So he's stuck. Yeah, so the kohen has to divorce her. She's going to be a chalutza l'koyin, so the koyin has no choice. If the woman, by mistake, married a koyin, so he has to divorce her. There's no way out. You're right. I'll have to divorce her, and that's the end of the
story.
Now she's a yivam alashuk, so every minute that he's with her is going to be, every time he's going to be with her, is going to be an issa. And then he's going to give her a get, so she'll become a grusha. She'll be a grusha l'koyin. Then she's going to be a chalutza also. She'll be a grusha and a chalutza l'koyin. So you can't do anything. So if she married a koyin by mistake, she's stuck. So the husband has to give her a get and goodbye and good luck. They can't remarry. And if she married a non-Kayan, then we'll have this Eitzah. Let the husband give her a get, then they'll do the Chalitza, then the husband will remarry her. Okay? So Rashi learns that this is a din, Shmuel's din is even correct if you hold Ein Zika. That's how the Gemara starts off. And Rashi holds the Gemara never backed out from that. That a Chalitza always requires that the Yovim should say Lo chafatzti lekachta. But let's say if she's the balas aget, so the statement Lo chafatzti lekachta is weaker. What do you mean Lo chafatzti lekachta? You're not allowed to, because you gave her a get. The minatar the get is zero, but the rabbanon the get is they made a takana that the get is meaningful, like a chalitza. Kivin shel habana shuv leyivna. So if you have two wives, one is a balas aget, one is not a balas aget. So the chalitza done to the balas aget is going to be weaker than the chalitza done that the one is not the balas aged, he can't really say with a straight face, like you have two brothers, one brother is married, one brother is single. So that's what the Beis Shmuel said, the brother who's married, he can't really say, lechafatzeh v'kachta zechem derabbeinu gershim. So you should prefer let the single brother do it. Beis Shmuel held even if the older brother is married, and that's a mitzvah min ha-Torah, mitzvah begod liyabim min ha-Torah, but still, since the older brother is married, the younger brother is single, so the Beis Shmuel's opinion was, there were those who disagreed, but the Beis Shmuel's opinion was, that's the common practice, that you have the younger brother do it. So that's what the Gemara says over here also. If the Poshe Pshat and Shmuel, and as the way the Gemara presents in the Chabzayim and Aleph, if the two, an option of doing this Chalitza, that Chalitza, so one of the Chalitzas is going to be more perfect than the other, and one of the Chalitzas is going to be, what do you mean, lo chafatzi lekachto? You have no choice. She's the balas aget. Even though the other one is also. Once you do chalitza, let's say the brother daddy left five wives. Once you do chalitza to one, so you're not allowed to marry any of the wives. So also, once you give a get to one of them, you're not allowed to do a yibum to any of them. But still, Shmuel holds the one with whom you gave, the one to whom you gave the get, that's more. That's more of a problem. He can't say lo chafatzi lekachta. He mamish gave the get to her. Once you give the get to one, you can't do yibum even to the tzara. You're not allowed to do yibum to anybody. But still, the balas haget is considered mochomer. So Rashi holds that this was true, even if you hold, even if the Gemara says v'hama Shmuel yesh zika. So the Gemara says no. Divrei ein zika kama. Shmuel's whole statement was l'man d'ama ein zika. Rashi holds that that's correct, the maskana. And the Rebala Taisa says, no, once you get to the maskana, maskana later, hischa v'la hischa gomar, so this is all incorrect. Aliba de emes, Shmuel's din makes sense if you hold yesh zika. Here there's a stronger zika than the other one.
Once we get to Rabashi, though, Rashi says we revert back to yesh zika.
Right, that's how Rashi holds, right. But then Taisa holds, Rashi says what?
Rashi by Le'olam, by Rabashi.
Yeah.
Coming back
to And then the Gemara says, Tanya Kavase de Rabashi.
Yeah.
So the Gemara backs out from the whole thing?
Yeah, unless the Rabbi wants to make a filling between the Mithru and Saros and the Ivalos
again.
Then the Gemara says, Tanya Kavase de Rabashi. So the Gemara has a brisa that supports Rabashi. I don't know. See, Rashi said it on Chavov on the base. Rashi sounds like he holds that that's the maskana, that Shmuel's din is correct, even if you hold Ein Zika. Still, the din of Shmuel is correct. So it's not based on stronger issues, weaker issues. This one has stronger. No one has any issues. Ein Zika, no one has any issues, even with the Rabbanu. It's just an issue like that Beis Shmuel, like the whole Achrayim had the whole discussion. How can he really say lo chafatzti lekachto? That's the issue. And Tosfos says not so. Tosfos says all of that is rejected, and the whole story is all based on yesh zika. That if two yevamos, one has a stronger zika than the other, means stronger issues, and you do the chalitza to the one who has the weaker issues, so this is not going to pater the one who has the stronger issues. But this is just by means of introduction. Now we have to start the Gemara. Okay. So as I said, because of the Simcha of Shabbos, I really wanted to dedicate a whole Shabbos to preparing this, which I didn't do. So, Belineta, maybe by tomorrow morning we'll be able to prepare a normal shiur. Okay. I got to meet my future in-laws. I don't know who they are yet. They flew in from California, so I got to run home to meet them. I wish everybody mazel. Everyone should have simchas in their family. Okay.